Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, June 7. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, where are the bean counters, a nation out of financial controls? Well, when the history of the Biden presidency is written, it will be one of an administration where the books never added up, where all the numbers were controversial, where accounting abnormalities were the norm. Some might find what we're about to discuss objectionable. You may be offended by the mere thought that we may question these numbers. If you find yourself thinking along these lines, I hope you'll reconsider. For many years, I ran a small brokerage firm, and each year we were subject to audits from three different agencies, the SEC, the state, and FINRA. We had already filed with them each report that they reviewed. Every month we filed what our numbers were, our income, profits, and reserves. Those are the numbers, we could have said. We don't need you to look at them anymore. In the case of my firm's audit, that's just the kind of attitude that would have been met with a severe fine and, if persisted in, even jail time. I did not have the right to be offended by someone else, say the SEC and so on, looking at my results. And the politicians today, even our president and his staff, do not have the right to be offended at our review of government's results. As citizens, we should welcome such a review. Audits are a very good thing. It's the effort to square financial and other reports with reality. But with the Biden administration, at every turn, reporting questions arise. There is hardly a major event in this administration's record that does not send up red flags for any auditor. It began with President Biden's election. At least five states, including my home state of Pennsylvania, experienced certain abnormalities in the counting. On this past Monday, the Office of Inspector General, U.S. Postal Service, confirmed that a U.S. postal truck was driven from Bethpage, New York, to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's case number 21-INV-00781. The truck was likely carrying illegal ballots. That at least is the allegation of the truck's driver. Normally, this is just the type of allegation that would kick off a full-scale audit. Do you think that will happen this time? Neither do I. Now, shortly after President Biden assumed office, the COVID-19 pandemic was spreading throughout the country. In an effort to mitigate the financial effects of the full-scale commercial lockdowns enforced nationwide, Biden proposed the American Rescue Plan, sending stimulus checks to taxpayers across the country. The program was hastily conceived, and the IRS was responsible for distributing the payments. There are several reports in the press that roughly $80 billion of these payments were fraudulently obtained. It was the usual fraud that we've come to expect. Dead people receiving money, companies getting paid for workers who didn't exist, and so on. This is the perfect example of an appropriate audit. Perhaps the American taxpayer could recover some of those ill-gotten funds. Think it will happen? Neither do I. As for the pandemic itself, it turns out that the actual counting of those infected, as well as those who died, may have been corrupted. The allegation here is that hospitals were given monetary incentive to record deaths as exclusively COVID-19, when other comorbidities may have been present. Audits here would give us a much clearer picture of the pandemic's real effects. As for the COVID-19 vaccines, it appears that an entirely new measure of lethality is warranted. In a paper entitled Vaccines and the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, published by Harvard University, Catherine Davenport reports that only 2% or fewer of the actual vaccine adverse effects are indeed reported. This means that any results for the VAERS systems are vastly understated. Again, a thorough audit of the nation's death records over the past 3 years would help us gain an understanding of the risks and morbidity from the COVID-19 vaccine. Most recently, it has been support for Ukraine in its war with Russia that has been the focus of the Biden administration. Literally hundreds of billions of dollars have been sent to this small European country in the form of direct cash payments, as well as arms and equipment. Whenever direct financial transfers like this occur, financial controls are essential to ensure that there is no fraud. Unfortunately, it is just such a specter of misappropriation of funds that is beginning to appear from this country's generous support of Ukraine. For months, it has been alleged that President Volodymyr Zelensky has accumulated a number of expensive homes around the world. Initially, the U.S. press denied these allegations, but recently the allegations seem to have gained some traction. When Russia seized Zelensky's vacation villa in Crimea and photos appeared of his manse in Miami, there seemed to be a growing need to audit just how these funds the U.S. sends to Ukraine are being spent. Adding to the need for an audit of our support for Ukraine has been the report by Reuters that U.S. arms sent to Ukraine are now in the hands of the Mexican drug cartels. This is disturbing. Is it possible that the United States is indirectly arming our enemies at our southern border? If that's the case, as Reuters indicates, it's a chilling eventuality. All of these instances are examples of an administration that operates without audit controls, where books and records are not open and freely available, where everyday citizens are not allowed to ask the simple question of where did our funds go? Were our votes counted accurately? How lethal was the pandemic? When did it become politically incorrect to see the books? The president wrote in his introduction to last year's budget, quote, that where we choose to invest speaks to what we value as a nation. True, Mr. President, but where those funds end up is the real question. And for that, we need extensive financial controls as well as thorough audits to make sure our values are responsibly funded. And that's The Value Side for Wednesday, June 7. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.